Good morning. It's 7:55 a.m. on Monday, May the 13th, 2019. So this will be the last chance I have to do the morning walk until a week from tomorrow. Tomorrow morning, this time tomorrow morning, I will be, I hope, on an airplane winging my way to Burbank, California for the Nebula weekend. And looking forward to a quiet day of acclimation, acclimatization, whatever you want to call it, to California. Preparation for a full day of strategic planning on Wednesday, full day of board meetings on Thursday, and then more CIFOR-related joy until I get on a plane on Monday morning. To come back. I should be back around noon on Monday. So, yeah, 7 days on the road. I'm not really looking forward to it. I'm trying to get myself jazzed up for it. It will be a challenge, but it's something I have to do. So I got a full schedule of stuff I got to do today to get ready for the trip, including a couple of loads of laundry, packing my clothes, getting a current version of Cape Grace and my notes and everything all together, getting them onto a backup drive so I can put them on my traveling computer. I've got a haircut appointment in about 2 hours. Got to make a last minute grocery run to add stuff for people who are going to be left here, so they'll have something to eat at least once a day, and they'll be on their own for the rest. I didn't get any walks in yesterday. I really missed a boat yesterday in terms of what I had to do, what I wanted to do, what I was going to wind up doing, because it was Mother's Day. So yeah, it was not the day I envisioned, let's put it that way. So just about the time I was going for my walk, my wife got up and we had to have a little celebratory breakfast, and that took pretty much the rest of the morning. And then in the afternoon, in the evening, we did my elder progeny. I came home. The kid and the wife have a Sunday evening ritual surrounding a certain work by George R. R. Martin. And so I was tied up in a way that I could not easily extricate myself. And so I didn't get to walk in last night. By the time I got freed up, it was 9 o'clock, and you know, doing a 40-minute sweaty, heart-pumping walk at 9 o'clock at night when I need to be in bed by 9:30 is not exactly how that's gonna play out. So yeah, that didn't happen. So I have my newsletter ready to go. It's scheduled to drop at 2 o'clock in the morning on Wednesday morning. on the 15th. Regular listeners will not find anything particularly new or newsworthy. Open it anyway, please. Click a link. Jeez, I must really be pushing here this morning. It's lovely. It's a 58 degrees. It's probably 60 by now. Sun's up. There's some puffy clouds hanging about in different places. There's a lot of blue sky. It's very comfortable in the shade. The sun is pretty warm. I'm wearing an extra layer this morning. Still feeling a little bit gun-shy about coming out here without being adequately dressed, but yeah, I'm well overdressed, so working up a good sweat. Morning. Lady with her little, I don't know if it's a terrier or schnauzer. Kind of reminds me of Toto from The Wizard of Oz, not the band. So anyway, what do I want to talk about today? My mind is really on, well, it's on trying to sift through all the things I have to do, trying to make sure I haven't forgotten anything, and of course that doesn't work, because I just keep thinking of things, it's like, it's okay, you'll get it done. What do I got to take with me? What am I going to leave here? I really like to travel light. I do not like to carry 50-pound suitcase. I have a little overnight bag that actually holds pretty much everything I need for 3 or 4 days. So I need to figure out what I'm going to take for, seven pairs of socks, that's not the big ones. What do I take in terms of comfort clothes? What do I take in terms of dress clothes? I really need to take a suit and a tie for the Nebula Awards ceremony. That's kind of formal. Last year, a lot of the men, the board members, were in tuxedos, which I thought was lovely and might be appropriate for Hollywood. But it just struck me as being just a little bit ostentatious. And I don't have a tuxedo. I'm not packing a tuxedo. I'm not renting a tuxedo. Tuxedo is not happening for me. Get ready. Say it with me. Monk post. So, I need to take stuff, really kind of dress down stuff for tomorrow in the board meeting. For tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday. And then sort of convention going clothes for Friday, Saturday, Sunday. If I have a set of travel clothes, problem with shirts. Shirts take up a lot of room. So I'm gonna need some travel clothes for Monday. Gotta have a set of travel clothes for tomorrow. They can be basically the same set, I think. So yeah, that's not actually that much. Okay, I can do this. Last year was 1 day shorter. It was only a 6 day trip. And I had no idea what to expect going to Pittsburgh. Walking without talking. It's such a lovely morning, and I am just up on a mission here to get home. I need to check on my flight to make sure that Southwest automatically checked me in where they're supposed to. Morning.
How are you doing today?
Good, how are you? Okay, so here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, but I won't talk to you until a week from tomorrow. See you then.